Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. Just one hosafa from yesterday. So I asked a question yesterday, so I got one answer, and another answer also came up. That is the difference between the Lashon of the Gemara and the Mishnah. The Mishnah said by Rosh Chodesh, so Rosh Chodesh goes by the following month. If you say Chodesh Zu, Chodesh is Lahaba, while Rosh Hashanah also goes with Lahaba, but the Lashon of the Mishnah is La'asilavo. So why does it use Lahaba versus La'asilavo? So one answer that might be suggested, Mr. Mizels, one of our listeners, suggested was that Lahaba is a closer future than La'asilavo. So Lahaba is just, you know, it's close by. It might be next month. La'asilavo might be six months from now. Even though, you know, you could also have next month by the end of the year. But that's one shot. But another shot, possibly, is that la'asilavo always means like after something major. It's like la'asilavo is like the next world, the next stage. So Lahaba is next month. After Rosh Hashanah is like a new Bria. It's like a new Bria. It's a totally new existence after Rosh Hashanah, after we're done. So that's why it's la'asilavo, because it's like, yeah, nobody knows what's going to happen after Rosh Hashanah. It's a totally new din. So maybe that's why Dafka Lahaba is the natural progression that's coming up. Well, la'asilavo, just like la'asilavo means the real future, so too every year it's we're Birya Chadasha after Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Born Hosafa, yeah. Yom Kippur, because then we're already on Yom Kippur, maybe. Maybe we're already in the, we're in a different world already. Yom Kippur Abba. That's Yom Kippur La'asilavo. Okay. Says, Vayter. Says the Gemara. So we ended off with a question. We're on Samach Amabes, three lines to the bottom. We ended off with a question. If you say Hayom, today, then it's only us to the end of the day. And we said Midrabanan yesterday, Gzeira Yudi Sheila. If you say Yom Echad, then you need Meis Leis, 24 hours. What if you just say the word Yom? You just say the word Yom. So we said we can't figure it out from our Mishnah. So let's continue. Amar Ravashi Tashma. Ravashi says, let's try to figure out what Yom would mean from the following Braisa. Kodem Yayim Sha'ini Toim Hashana. If I say I can't drink wine, I can't taste wine, Hashana. Use that word. Nis abra hashana asirba ubibura. And then the shana is nis aber. It adds on a month to the year. So then I'm asir in the year and in its ibur. So hashana includes the ibur month. Yesterday we spoke about the machlokas Ramam Rashba. If somebody says shana achas, so then does that include the month, 13th month, if they add on a month? Hashana Achas. The Rambam says yes, the Rashba says no. But here it's different. It says Hashana. So hey Chidami, what exactly did he say here? So Ilema Kediktani, if it's as stated, where it says Hashana, the year, which means like this year, so then Lama Lila Meimras, then it's Pashut. It's obvious that it would include the 13th month. So Elalav to Amar Shana. So it must be that he really said Shana here. Shana Alma, Shana Kahashana Dami. And what the Bryce is teaching me is that Shana is treated as if you said Hashana. And if Shana is like Hashana, so then the Yom Nami Kayom Dine. So Yom should be like Hayom. And therefore, when I say Yom, I mean Hayom today, and if it should only be us until the nighttime. It should not be like Yom Echad, which would mean it would be 24 hours till tomorrow. So, can't we prove it from this Brisa? That again, Hashana would be Pashit, so it must be that really you said Shana, and the Brisa is just teaching me that Shana means, has the same status as Hashana. Isn't that a Raya? So if you look in the Ran on top, the Ran on the top line says, Pshita the Hashana, he quotes that Hashana, this year, obviously means till the Lamali Meimer Pshita. Look at from the earlier, on the bottom. The Ran explains, D'i benode, last three words of the Ran. D'i benode b'rosh chodesh shvat, pshita da hashana ad rosh hashana mashma. If you say this year, that it's obvious till the end of the year. It's just, if you see a Gilyan Hashas there, that quotes, Ayin Radak in Yirmiyahu. So if the Gilyan Hashas quotes a Radak in Yirmiyahu, behooves us to look it up. So first of all, it showed the Kveger, he didn't have to prove it, but he knew Radak's in Yirmiyahu. So, but the number two is, if you look it up, so the Radak there discusses Shana and Hashana. Where does it come up? So there, the Yirmiyahu Navi tells, is talking to one of the Nevi'e Sheker. And Yirmiyahu says, "Lachein komar Hashem, hinani mishalechecha me'apnei adama, I'm going to send you out, Hashana atames. Hashana, you're going to die," says Yirmiyahu to this Navi Sheker. Kisari dibartel Hashem. You're a fake. Next pasuk, Vayamas Hananya Hanavi Bashana Hahi. And Hananiah Nabi dies in that year, Bachodesh HaShavi'i, in the seventh month. So what does that mean? Rashi and the Radak both quote Chazal, that really, he died on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but he told his kids not to bury him until the next day, so that your Miyo could be proven wrong. Yirmiyahu said, I'm going to die this year, and really, it's not finished until I'm buried, so therefore, wait till tomorrow, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is next year. So that's what he was telling his, that's Bachodesh HaShvi. Sheyotziuhu acha Rosh Hashanah, kedei la'asos nevuas Yirmiyahu sheker. Then the Radak adds, Ulufi Apshat, as the Radak always does, he quotes the Chazal, and then he says, but Lufi Apshat, this is what I think the Pesukim mean. Ein Tzarech calls it, ki hu lo amar lo Hashanah hazos atameis. What did Yirmiyahu tell him? Hashanah! Ella Hashanah, Ratzel Omer, what does Hashanah mean? Toch Shana Linavua. So, right, Hashanah means during this period, during this time. V'chein Amur Razal Inyin Nadarim. So to a Nadarim. What does it say in Rasekhaz Nadarim? Hamudur Anamecha Vero Lishana Mona Yud Beis Chadashim Yom Liyom. Mimam Lishana Zu. Afilo Lo Amad El Bechav Tes Be'el. Kibishi Yegiachar Betishri. Also Lishana. So here Yom says Hashanah. This year. So this year is Pasha what it means. It means the whole year. So that's our Gemara. Lama Lomemer Pshita. Right, it's Pasha. Hashanah would mean the entire year. So you don't have to come up to Chazal that it means he waited to bury it till the next day. No, Hashanah can mean Yirmiyahu meant the whole year. So within the next couple of months, he had died. Hananiah had died. Okay, that's our Tanakh quota for the day. And now we continue. Chas v'shalom, we can do more if you have time. Weiter, so says the Gemara, Elaim, Ekhtani Lamulu Lameimra. So, if the Brisa meant Hashanah, so the one B'di Chiddush, so it must be that it meant, they really said Shana. And Halacha is, the Brisa is teaching you that Shana is like Hashanah. So doesn't that prove that Yom is like Hayom? And therefore, if you say the word Yom, it means just that day. So where says Lo, maybe not. Li Olam to Amar Hashanah. Really, you said Hashanah in the Brisa. And there is a chiddush. Why? Mahu de teima halachacha rov hashanim velo ispahu ibur. Maybe you meant only 12 months. You say, Hashanah, maybe you're not including, not, I'm sorry, not 12 months, maybe you only mean till the end of that year, the end of the first Adar, because usually there's only one Adar. So Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush, that even though they were in his Abra the Shana afterwards, you have to go till the end of the year, even including the 13th month. Kamash Malan. No, that's what the Radak suggested. The Gilyon HaShas, he quotes that Radak. So he might be saying that Hashan, that Radak is not working well with our Gemara. Right. The Radak there says Hashan could mean 12 months of Yepshat, but when the Gilyon HaShas says something, Ayin Radak, he's usually bothered by something. So Pashtus, I would say, he's bothered by the Radak, because our Gemara seems to say Hashanah means this year, which is the end of the year.
So if it's the middle of the summertime, it'll stop at El?
Middle of the summertime, would it stop at L'chor El, yeah. Uh-huh. L'chor El. Not Adar.
Not
Adar.
Right, year, right. It means till next summer.
Right. So Kamash Malan, so that's the Chiddush really. You said Hashanah, and the Chiddush is that even though you might not have had it in mind, Kamash Malan, you have to add on the 13th month. In the Zerah Shel Avraham, I saw a quote here in the Birur Hadaf, he quotes, so why don't you follow the Rov? You always follow the Rov and call it to our Kula. You might say you go after the Rov, Kamash Malan, you don't. Why not? Why don't you go after the Rove here? Rove people don't have the 13th month in mind, so therefore why don't you go follow the Rove? So he quotes, maybe it's based on Aran. Aran said back on Daf Nun Beis that Nedarim, anytime you have a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, it's not Batel. And the Gemara said a few days ago that Neder is a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So if Neder is a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, so it's not Batel. It's not Batel but Rove. So maybe that's why here you don't follow the Rove. That's the Kamash Malan. Hey, might say that answer, we're not talking about bittel here. Bittel is like bittel barov. Here we're just about holchanach arov. Those are two different principles. Bittel barov and holchanach arov. You have a mixture, so you say bittel barov. Is there a mixture here? There's no mixture here. You follow the majority. In Bezdin, you follow the majority. So that's not bit. You don't get onto Davar Sheish L'Matirin, you get onto bittel there. But that's his approach, but you might argue on it. Number one. Number two, the Ran says, this our Gemara does not answer the question. Our Gemara says you can't prove it from the Brisa, so there's no answer to give into the question. So the Ran says you have to, if you say the word Yom, you have to be Machmir. And therefore what? What's the Chumrah? Treat it as Hayom. No, I'm sorry, treat it as Yom Echad, one day, and you have to wait 24 hours till tomorrow afternoon. You can't just have it tonight after dark. You have to treat Yom like Yom Echad. That's the Ron. Right on the side here, the skinny lines. Lenin halacha, kibin to bayin lo ifshita, naktina lechumra, to who, to yom, ki yom echadam, ivasim eis lais. The Karen Ora says, maybe there's a chumra the other way. The Ron says, yom, you don't know what to do, so you have to treat it like yom echad. I could come up with a chumra the other way, that yom you have to treat like hayom. Because if you don't treat it like the other way, there's another halachic nafkamina. If you say it's like Yom Echad, so then Yochol Acheres Nidro Al Yom Acher Vishana Acheres. You say Yom Echad, unless you don't keep your nether for a month. Are you still bound by it? Yes. You said Yom Echad, you say today. Yom Echad. So therefore, even though you violated Bal Ta'acher for the past month, because you didn't fulfill your nether, but still, you still have to keep your nether. But if you say Hayom, then it's just today. If you didn't keep it today, then it's finished. You don't have another chance because you said today. So if you say the word yom, says the Karen Ora, you have to say, you have to treat it like hayom, that you better do it today. You better do it today. You don't have the kula of pushing it off for another month. So the Karen Ora says, the Ron says, by a deal of shita, you have to go to chumra in all the directions. Just one final thought related to this. We're talking about Shana being Kahashana. So I mentioned the word I say every year, Rosh Hashanah, rather than from the Satmar Rebbe, where we say, so if you look in the Psukim, and it says, Mereshis Hashana Ad Achris Shana. So why is it switched from Hashana to Shana? So here you can come up with a whole lumdis about what does it mean. But the Satmar Rebbe says, maybe Al Pidrush, Mereshis Hashana, at the beginning of every year, we always say, this is going to be the year. This is going to be it. Hashana. This is the year. And many times at the end of the year, we look back, right? We're right in the middle of the year. We think back of all of our resolutions on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We look back and it ended up being just Shana. Just another year. It wasn't Hashana. It was just Shana. It was just another year. When's the Geula going to come? When the end of the year exactly mirrors the beginning of the year. When the Shana really ends up to be Hashana, the year. Hein ga'alti eschem achris kareshis. I'm going to redeem you when the Achris is like the Rashis, when the Shana really turns out to be Hashana. So Shana Kehashana. That's what our goal is to, like I said on the Baderach Melitza on the second line here. Shana Kehashana. Right? That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're trying to do throughout the year. Okay. Ibai Lahu. Next question. So we spoke about Yom and we spoke about Shana. So Ibai Lahu. Amar Yaish Ani Toim Yovel. What if I say I can't drink wine? Yovel. Yovel, that word, so my. So the Ron explains, he didn't say just the word Yovel, because that's like the same question that we just didn't answer. If you say the word Yom, Shana, Yovel, what's the difference? So that's not the question, because that's unanswered and unanswerable. So the Ron says, really the question is, like in our Mishnah, whatever you say the word Yom, Zeh, Shavua, Zeh, Shabbos, Zeh, you have to know, is the Shabbos included, is the Shviyas included, is the month, Rosh Chodesh included? So that's the question here. If you say, I'm also to drink wine, this Yovel cycle, is year 50 included? Or does it go la'aba? Is year 50 Yovel with L'sha'avar? You're standing in year 33 of the Shemitah cycle, and you say, this Yovel cycle, I can't drink wine. So when you get up to year 50, is that included in your Isser, or does that go with the next cycle? That's the question. My. Shnas chamishim kilifnei chamishim o kalacha chamishim. Is year 50 with previously, or with what follows? So Tashma, the Gebraisa says that it is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the plug to the Rebbe Rabbanan, it's a machlokas tanoim. Because as we're about to see, do you count year 50 as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? You count 49 years, 7 cycles of Shemitah, then you have year 50, Yovel. So is there Yovel, and then you have year 1 after that of the next Shemitah cycle? Or do you say that no, Yovel is Yovel, plus it's 50 and it's 1. That is a machlokas tanoim. It's machlokas tanam. So that machlokas tanam, gufa, will be our machlokas. If you say it's counted as year one also, so then we say it goes with lahaba, because it's year one of the next Shemitah cycle. If you say it's not counted, it's separate year, it's a limbo year, it's not in either of the Shemitah cycles, then you could say it's included in L'sha Avar. That's what the Gemara suggests. Plukta Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanan. V'kidashim m'shnas ha-chamishim shana. You shall sanctify year 50. Pasuk says by Yovel, Shnas Chachamishim Atamone, the Iatamone Shnas Chachamishim Ba'achas. You count year 50, and you don't count year 50 as year 51, meaning it doesn't count as the next year for the next cycle. Sanctify the 50th year uniquely, only, exclusively. Mikan Amru, therefore the Chachamim say, Yovel Eina Olo L'minyan Shavua. Right, the Yovel, the Chachamim say, does not count towards the next Shemitah cycle. You have 49 years, so therefore in every 100 years, you got two Shemitah cycles plus two Yovels. perfect unit. And then after every 100 years, you have 49, and then 1, and then 49, and then 1. And then after that, you start the next Shemitah cycle.
If that's true, then we have no way of knowing when Shemitah is.
Well, we're going to get to what we paskin, A. B, you have to know, even according to the Rabbanon, what about Bizman HaZeh? So we'll see. So let's wait a minute. So that's the Chachamim Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yovel Olam in Yeshavua. Yola counts towards the Shemitah cycle, meaning year 50 is year 1. So that is the machlokus, which we'll get to the svarit in a minute. Who do we we'll get to the continuation in a minute? Who do we paskin like? That's a major discussion. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Shemitah Yud Zayin. Says the Rambam, Shnas Yovel Eina Olam Minyan Shnei Shavua does not count. El Shnas Teisha VaArba'im Year 49 Shemitah V'Shas Chamishim Yovel V'Shas Achas V'Chamishim Tchilas Sheish Shanim Shel Shavua V'Chein B'Chol Yovel V'Yovel. The Rambam Paskin is like the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Tur and Tosas and Rosh Hashanah Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. They Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that there is an overlap. Bizman Hazeh, the post can point out that everybody else like Rabbi Yehuda. Bizman Hazeh, post-Churban, when we don't have Yovel anymore, which we'll talk more about in a minute, we all paskin like Rebbe Yehuda. There is no separate Yovel year, and therefore that helps with the calculations of our Shemitah cycles. There is still a controversy, what year Shemitah is, as we'll see in a minute, but that's the Machlokas we showed him, at least in theory, Bizman HaMikdash. So it's a Machlokas Tanoim, the Chacham and Rebbe Yehuda. Continues the Gemara, continues the Braisa, Amru Lo Rebbe Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, you count it as a separate year? Hareyu Omer, but 1 minute. Doesn't it say, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, Veikan Alachamesh? You have to have 6 years of Avoda before the Shemitah year, right? 6 years you should work, and then 7th year of Shemitah you should rest. But according to you, that Yovel is counted as year 1, so then year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle is out. You can't do work during Yovel either. Shemitah and Yovel are the same regarding that. There's Avodas Isra of Avodas Karka. So you're only going to have 5 years of work. Year 1 is out because Yovel is going to be year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle. 5 years of Avodah and then Shemitah. So that's not the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you have to have 6 years. Sheishan Tizra Sodecha. So Amr Lahem Ledivrechem. So says Rabbi Yehuda back to them. Hari Omer, what do you mean? Chachamim, you also have a problem. Va'asas es hatua l'shlosh hashanim. What does it say? The special bracha by Shemitah and Yovel. Hashem says, don't worry, your tefillah is going to last for 3 years. 3 years is going to last. It's going to last the year it's planted, the year before Shemitah, year 6. And then it's going to last for year 7. It's going to last for the Shemitah year, right? Year 48, let's say. Year 48 it's going to last. And then it's going to last for year 49, which is the Shemitah year. And then it's going to last for year 50, the Yovel year, because it's a separate year. But according to you, Rabbanan, say Rabbi Yehuda, you need it for 4 years. You need it for 4 years because there's a set Yovel does not count as year 1, so it's a separate one, so you're not going to be able to plant until the following year. So really you have a 4 year respite that you're not allowed to work, and you have to get after the tefuah from year 48 is going to have to last for 4 years. And not just 48, 49, 50, and then the following year. But it only says 3 years. Harekan Arba. Ella ikaluk bebashar shnei shavua. So what must it mean? It must mean that bracha is a special bracha where it's not Yovel. It's the other years of the Shemitah cycle. The year before Shemitah, the year of Shemitah, and the year after Shemitah. That's the 3 years where the pasuk's referring to. But Yovel, you're right. It's not talking about Yovel. So dilinami, me too. Ikaluk bebashar shnei shavua. That pasuk of Sheishan and Tizra Sadecha is not referring to where Yovel is, referring to the other Shemitah cycles. But where Yovel is in Achinami, you're only gonna have 5. Okay, so that is the machlokas tanaim. There is a important machlokas in the Rambam. Okay, this is going to be a unique machlokas, as you'll see in a minute. It says the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Shemitah v'Yovel in Perek Yud. Mitzvah Zaseh Lispar Shanim Sheva Ulekadish Azachamishim. Mitzvah Zaseh, to be count 7 years and then be Mekadish Yovel. Mitzvah Al Pi Bezdin, Al Bezdin. Shenemar V'Safarta Lacha Sheva Shapsos Shanim Sheva Shanim Sheva Pamim V'Kidash Shem Azachamishim. Right, with Chazal say that every time it says a plural, v'kidash tem, usvartem, so then it means l'kolechad v'echad. Plural means, for every, usvartem, right, means svir l'kolechad v'echad, by svir sa'omer. Or ulakachtam lachem, by yamarishim priyetz hadar, l'kicha l'kolechad v'echad. When you have a singular lashon, v'safarta l'cha, so that's bezdin. That's a reference to Bezin, says the Gemara Menachos. That's for Sfarat Al-Chah. Bezin has a mitzvah to count the Shemitahs and count the Yovels. Me'amasai Yitzchil Limnos, when did they start counting? After 14 years going into Eretz Yisrael. Me'achar, Arba Esrei Shana, Mishenichnus V'la'aret, Shenemar Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, V'sheishanim Tizra Kamecha, etc. Sheva shanim asu b'kibush ha'aretz v'sheva shanim b'chiluk. And then the Rambam says, Nimsei shnas shlosh v'chameish ha'meos v'alpayim me'resh ha'shanah me'achar sh'nolad Adam Arishon. After Adam Arishon was born, you have 2,503 years after they went in. So that's when they started to count. And the Rambam continues. And then he says how many yovels they had when they went in until they went into Galus. The Rambam goes through the whole minyan. And he quotes, he works out the whole minyan. And then he quotes, though, Aval kol ha-ga'onim amru, shemesoris hi bideyem ish bipiyish, shalomanu ba'osan shivim shana, shemein churban ba'yis rishon, ba'yibinim ba'yisheni, el shmitas bilvad below yovel. The Rambam himself quoted that really they did count yovels in the interim 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and going back, but the Gaonim said they didn't. They only counted Shemitahs, they didn't count Yovels. And then after the Churban, they never went back to Yovel. Never went back to Yovel. That's Bisman Hazeh. Like I mentioned before, Yovel was, even though I passed like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rambam, like the Chachamim, but still, we never count Yovels anymore. Also, if you look closely at Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, it comes out that way. The Gaonim all know when Shemitah is. And they counted from the Churban Sheva Sheva. No more Yovels. And then Rambam writes, the year that we're in now, what is it? And the year that they went out of the base, the Churban Abayis was Motzoi Shvius. V'al ze onu somchin ukivicheshbon ze onu morin. And the Rambam says, and this is what we hold. In other words, the Rambam holds like the Gaonim. The Rambam quotes his own Shita, and then he quotes the Gaonim and says, I hold like the Gaonim. The Ravid here argues and says, no, you hold the Rambam's right. The only place in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam doesn't pass like himself and the Ravid holds like the Rambam. Right, that's the right here. He quotes like the quotes a shita, and the Rambam says we don't paskin like my first shita. We paskin like the Gaonim, and the Rabbi says no. The controversy is what they do during those 70 years, what they do during that interim period, and if you machlokas, it's a big machlokas. What's today? Is the count messed up or not? So that's somewhat of a controversy. When exactly is shmita? But again, most Rishonim say that. Like the Rambam, and that is, there was no Yovel then, so then we just, or we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the Yovel, meaning it's not a separate year. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, one other Ha'ara. What did it say here? It says, the Gemara asked, in the Brisa, the Chachamim asked Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that Yovel counts as year one? Don't you first need 6 years of work, and then you need the year of Yovel? Don't you need that? Don't you need, and then you need the year of Shemitah. And according to you, if Yovel counts as year one, you're only going to have 5. Because the first year is going to be Yovel, you're not going to be able to do work anyway. Ask the Chasam Sofer, why don't we ever have this kind of question about Shabbos? About Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls out on Tuesday. Yom Kippur falls out on Tuesday. Says the Chasam Sofer. Doesn't it say, Sheshes Yomim Tavod, Yesisukom Laftecha? And if Yom Kippur falls out during the week, you're not having Sheshes Yomim. So how can it be, Zakasha? So what was the kasha here? The kasha here in the Gemara is not the only reason that it's. But what's the answer to the question? Not because don't take it so seriously that it's not a chiyuv.
It's a contrast.
It's a contrast. Why didn't the Gemara say that here is a contrast? The Gemara here didn't say it's a contrast. The Gemara said you're right. It's not referring to this year. It's referring to the other times. You're right. This year doesn't work. When this Yovel is year one, it doesn't work. The Gemara accepts that taina. It just said that it's referred to other years. So Chassam Sofer said, why don't you ask the same question by Shabbos? When Yom Kippur falls out during the week, why don't you ask the same thing?
Usually it does work,
so you give the same answer. It's not referring to that week. Okay. So Chassam Sofer said, though, someone's telling you for fundamental. There's a difference between the 6 days leading up to Shabbos and the 6 years leading up to Shemitah. The 6 years leading up to Shemitah are fundamental to the definition of Shemitah. After all, says the Chassam Sofer, when did Shemitah start? It started when Bnei Yisrael went in. If they would have gone in 40 years earlier, if they never sinned, so Shemitah would have started earlier. If it would have taken longer to split up the land, it would have started later. So you see, the years of Avodah create Shemitah. Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Sheshem Tavod, you're right, your work, maybe it's similar to what you were saying, but the days of Shabbos of the week do not create the Shabbos, says the Chasam Sofer. Right here on Nedarim. B'Shabbos Bereishis Shechal Yom Kippur. Okay, Lo Kashemidi. The Hasam Yoma Kagarim Shebo Shavas Yotzer Bereishis Yisparach Shemo. The day of Shabbos stands by itself, and the day itself causes its existence. V'ein kedushas otoli b'sheishas yamim tasam alachtecha. Ma she'ein kein shmita, she'ein kan shana yadua, she'yeh shana zu ru'uya l'shmita yosem echaveiro. What, this year should be shmita more than the previous year? No. Just when Esau went in. Ela b'chol pam she'nechazam la'aretz, v'kavshu v'chilku, zarem sheish v'shom t'nechaz. Whenever they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, 6 and 1, 6 and 1. He did nechazam la'aretz b'rishona shnas. He works out the year. V'ilo ha'nechazam shana beiz l'tzias Mitzrayim. They would have gone out a year after Yitzias Mitzrayim. It would have started then. Nimsa she'ein hashana goreim, ela avodas hakarkel goremes. So that's the Chazam Sofer's fundamental difference between the years of Shemitah leading up to Shemitah and the days of Shabbos leading up to Shabbos. If you look though, yeah?
Why is nowadays the Shemitah Chal and not
Yoga? Shemitah is because there's a difference in... Right, I'm saying there's a difference in the Kedusha. Because Yovel, I didn't read it to you, but I'll read it to you now. Yovel requires Kol Yoshvel, separate din of Yovel. The Rambam says, in Yud Ches, Mishagala Shevet Ruvain V'Shevet Gad V'Chati Shevet Menashe Batlu HaYovlos. It's interesting. When Ruvain, Gad, and Menashe, they're not even in Eretz Yisrael, Eber Yardin, when they were out of their Shevet, when they went into Galus, Batlu HaYovlos, Shenemar, Krasem, Doror, Barzachol Yoshveha, Bizman Shekol Yoshveha Aleha. When is Yovel? Only when Kol Yoshea Aleha, which means V'hu Shelo Yiyu Me'uravin Shevet B'Shevet Ela Kulon Yoshin Kitiknon. Right, each shevet has to be in their proper station. Right, that's when there is Yovel. Bizman shel Yovel Noeg be'eretz Noeg b'chutz la'aretz shnemar Yovel hi b'chol makom. Okay, so that's why there's no Kol Yoshvel. That's why it's a problem. Getting back to the other issues, the Chassam Sofer comes back and says that the Gemara doesn't ask from Shabbos where Yom Kippur falls out during the week because you know it's not so definitional to the day of Shabbos. The Arachama, one of the other Achronim, asks the same question but doesn't limit it to Yom Kippur. He says, why doesn't the Gemara ask it whenever you have a Yontif during the week? Yom Kippur. What about Yontif? The Chassam Sofer doesn't ask from Yontif.
Because
you can't do some malacha. The Chassam Sofer doesn't ask from Yontif. You could do malacha. You could do malacha. You could do bishul. You could do malacha zochal nefesh. But the Arachama does ask from Yontif. He also knows the halacha. The first pasuk in Emor. So what's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas? Why does he ask from Yontif and not only from Yom Kippur? And he asks from Yom Kippur. But that's he's a kol malachtecha. Sorry?
Well, you can't do all malacha.
You can't do all malacha. Okay, so what's the machlokas of that? What's the nekudas of machlokas? So maybe one could suggest something that we discussed way back when in Maseches Beitza. How do you look at the heter of malachas ochol nefesh? How do you look at the heter? Three different ways of looking at it. What we usually have, two of them, is hutru dechuya. Right? Whenever you have an allowance to violate, pikuach nefesh Shabbos, drive to the hospital on Shabbos, is that because you're allowed to push aside the malacha? Or, in this situation, it's as if it's mutter. You're not even pushing it aside. It's totally wiped out. Right, so that's a major, major discussion. The Ran in Beitza, we had it in the second parak in the sugya of Marbe B'Shiurin. The Ran says, B'Feirush there, that Melechas Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. Is Hutra on Yantif. Said the Ran. This is Daf Tesim Abeis in the Daf Yarif. Nearly Barur. Devade Riba D'Shiur B'Shabbos Midar Reis and Mitzar. Riba B'Shiurin, unless you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. So are you allowed to throw in as much as you want in the pot? Ribu b'shiurin, or only the exact amount that you need? So on Shabbos it's asur. V'yafilu hachi lo dami ribu b'shiur b'yantif ribu b'shiur b'shabbos. Don't compare where you have a heter on Shabbos to the case of cooking on Yantif. Da Shabbos d'chuya he eats al chole v'lo hutra. Shabbos pikuach nefesh is d'chuya. The Rambam says this also in Perek Beis of Vilcha Shabbos. V'lo hutra. Therefore, only let it do exactly what you need. No more. But Yantif, it's hutra. Yantif Melechas Ochel Nefesh is Hutra, and therefore you have more flexibility. So you can say Dechuya, you can say Hutra. But the Ramban, the Achronim point out, the Ramban in Parshas Emor says even deeper than Hutra. When it comes to Melechas Ochel Nefesh on Yantif, it's a concept that it's even deeper than Hutra. What does that mean? Says the Ramban in Parachov Gimel, Halach Pasuk Zayin, that the Torah, as we know, does not say Kol Melecha Lo Sasu on Yantif. What does it say? Kol Melechas Avoda Lo Sasu. Only Melechas Avoda is Usur. And where the Torah sometimes says, Kol Melecha Lo Sasu, it immediately is followed by what you're allowed to do. What you're allowed to do. So what is Melechas Avoda? So the Ramban is Mechalek between something called Melechas Avoda and something called Melechas Hana'a. On Yontif, only Melechas Avoda, toil, is Usur. Cooking for Yontif is not Melechas Avoda. That's Melechas Hana'a. We get Hana'a out of it. So therefore, the Ramban says, "V'lo yomar akasav v'lo olam be'echad mikol shar yomim tovim kol malacha v'lo yifarish be'im heter ochal nefesh ki malachas avoda yomar azeh." And therefore, says the Ramban, when it comes to yontif, it's not, you don't even have an isur malacha which is nidche. According to the Ramban, ochal nefesh on yontif was never included in the isur at all. It was never included. It was never a malacha that had to be knocked out. It was never a malacha in the first place, because what's asur on yontif? Only malachas avoda, not malachas hana. So maybe, according to the Ramban, maybe one could suggest, again, it's a possibility, what's the machlokas between the Arachama and the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer asks only from Yom Kippur, because the Chassam Sofer would say, what do you mean, on yontif, you're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to do malacha. Either it's hutra, either it's tchuya, but there's still malacha that you're allowed to do. So it's not a violation of Sheshes Yom Tavod. The Arachama says that no, maybe like the Ramban. The Ramban says that this is not called malacha on this day. So if you define malacha on each day, qua that day, Tuesday is Yontif. So if Yontif on today, this is not called malacha. You're right, Mitzad Shabbos it is. But we're looking at it today. Are you doing any malacha today? The answer is no. So that's why you can ask it even from Yontif. So that's a suggestion. What's the machlokas? Why does the Arachama ask it even from Yontif? Well, the Chassam Sofer only asks it from Yom Kippur. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. By bittul, does it disappear? Okay, right here, it's not a question if it disappears. It was never there. It was never there. Right. Okay, but it's a concept. It disappears. It's just changed steps. Weiter. Ara Pesach Aser V'chulus. The Gemara continues and says, where the Mishnah said yesterday, if somebody says Ad HaPesach, so then they're Aser until Pesach starts. Ad SheYagia. But if somebody says Ad SheYehei, until Pesach is upon us, Yehei, through, then it's Aser through Pesach. And Ad Pnei, Machlokas. On Lifnei Pnei, that we weren't sure about. So says the Gemara, let's just say the Machlokas, because the Gemara is going to relate to it. We weren't sure about it, so it's a Machlokas. Rabbi Meir says, if you say Ad Pnei, or Ad Lifnei, depending on the Gersa, it's Aser until Pesach. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, Aser Asher Yetze, through Pesach. Asher Yetze. So says the Gemara, Lememra, is this to teach me? The Rabbi Meir Savar, Rameyer, who says that at Pnei, you only go until Pesach, Savar, holds, Lo Ma'il initial Nafshe L'Sveika, a person does not enter himself into a Safek, meaning, if I say something that is unclear, I could only include in that something that I Vadai meant. I don't get myself into Sveikas when I say things. So therefore, what did I Vadai mean? I Vadai meant up till Pesach. I am unclear what I meant, whether I meant through Pesach. So, is it true that a mayor holds that a person does not get himself into a suffix? Lisveka, Rabbi Yosi, Savram, Island, and Shanafshi, Lisveka. Rabbi Yosi says, people do get themselves into a suffix. The Gemara does not assume that Nidarim here is unique. Was that what you were going to ask? The whole Masechta is about people's das. The Sharm Sayyidina Balacha notes, maybe this is relates to what you would say. What does it mean? Why would a person get themselves into a suffix? So the Sharm Sayyidina Balacha says, Nira Hatam, why? To keep it the Benadarim Hochan Achalasha Bene Adam, since you follow Lasha Bene Adam, Tahari Huba Atzmo Kiba Lav Dover Zeb. He said this, Mistama Loratzali Kanis Misfakis. Mistama, a person didn't want to get himself into a suffix case. Dizegorim Lo Bilbul Hadas Umaniya Simchasalev. Svakis are bad. Sveikas are worse, right? Though it's suffik. Umatzinu keinze, he says like he says in Sanhedrin. Shlo timsa ishtacha suffik nida. The Gemara gives a bracha that you shouldn't give. Go home and find your wife a suffik nida, because suffik is even worse. If you know vaday nida, okay, you deal with it. Suffik nida, that's even worse. Ukiyadua midevei Rambam ki ein simcha kataras asveikas, gets into other lines. But says the Sharm Sheder Balacha, maybe that's what's going on here in Rameir Shita. A person doesn't want to get themselves into a suffix. So if they say an unclear lashon, we could only include something that's vada included, meaning up until Pesach. So is it true that Rameir holds a person is not nichnas l'safik, and Rabbi Yossi holds a person is nichnas l'safik? But we have the opposite case in Meseches Kiddushin. V'ramini stira mishiyesh lo shtei kite banos mishiyesh nashim. A man has two wives, an older and a younger one, and he has two daughters with each of those wives. He has four daughters. The two older ones and the two younger ones. And we know, Mida Oraisa, a man is allowed to accept Kiddushin on the behalf of his daughter. A man is allowed to accept Kiddushin. V'yamar, and he did, but he said, Kiddashdi is biti hagadola. I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my older daughter. But v'eini yodea, I don't know which one. I don't know which one I got for it. He didn't know originally. He just said, I got Kiddushin. The husband said, the chassan said, I want to marry your daughter, your older daughter. He says, fine, good, I accept it. I'm like, I don't know. What's the gedola? three out of four can be called the Gedola. The Eini Yodea, Im Gedola Shebegdolas, doesn't mean the Gedola, the oldest of the oldest, Im Gedola Shebegtanas. Or maybe it's the Gedola, the older one of the younger wife, Vim Ktana Shebegdolos, or maybe it's the younger wife of the older daughter, She Gedola Menegdola Shebegtanos, who is older than the older one of the younger daughter. So three out of four are in this suffix. There's only one girl that's for sure not married. So what about the other three? So says the Gemara Machlokas, Kulan Asuros, the Tanakama says they're all Asur, all three. Why? Right, that's where the Aleph the Baki is in, Chus Menegtana Shebegtanos. Right, except for the youngest daughter, Rabbi Meir. Right, he switches around these two phrases. So that's the Remeir sheet. So what do you see for Remeir? A person gets themselves into trouble. Gets themselves into suffix. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kulan Mutaris, Chuz B'nai Gdolos Shebegdolos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're all Mutar. Except for Gdola Shebegdolos. They're all Mutar. Because a person is not mile themselves the suffix. So don't you see it's just the opposite? Menachem, what's wrong?
If you said my oldest daughter, how could it be the one who's not the oldest?
Is the oldest an absolute statement or a relative statement?
Either way,
says Gdola, right? Gdola. I'll give you an example. Machlokas aposkim. When the Gemara says Lo Rabos is Achicha Hagadol, right? For Kibud Avei Machlokas. Does that mean the oldest brother or any older brothers? Right? Gdola. Well, we in English there's a difference between oldest and older, right? But how do you what's the difference in Lashon HaKodesh? Gdola. Gdola shebeg the ma'od. I mean, there's no difference in word. So what is gdola? So machlokas. You see, Rameir gets himself into trouble. Ma'ailan ishal nafshil sfeik, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Avdimi, Amar Rav Mochlev the shita. Switch it. You're right. Switch the shitas. V'hatanya. After all, switch our Mishnah. Switch our Mishnah. The brisa over there is correct. V'hatanya. After all. The Brisa says, Zahaklal, Kol Shizmanu Kavua, Va'amar Adlifne, anything that has a specific time, and you say, like Pesach, and you say Adlifne, Rabbi Meir Omer Ashi Yetze, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ashi Yagia. So you see the Shitas are switched, so therefore, switch the Shitas, and then everything works out. Before we talk about that case in a minute, they're just in terms of Psach, so who do we Paskin like? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, who do we Paskin like? If you say Ad Pnei Pesach, do you go through or up until? So the Ran says, the Ran quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that you go by our Gemara here. The Eifach, you switch them, and the rule is Reb Yossi and Rebbe Meir. Halacha is like who? Look at the top. Where is he quoted? Afilu Hachi says the. Read it from the bottom. It says it from the bottom, the previous Amud. Ulani and Halacha, three lines from the bottom. Kibbutz de Mafachin and Lahu. It says, we switch it. Vekaimel under Rimei, Rabbi Yossi, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. And you always pass like Rabbi Yossi when he has a machlokas with Rabbi Meir. Naktinan, Ba'omer, Pnei Pesach, Sheino Aser, Ela Achi Yagia. Since we switched it, you switch it and you go like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi in the switch holds that you only go until you get there. Until you get there, right? Rabbi Yossi is not like the Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. You switched it, you go like Rabbi Yossi. And even though Maseches Kiddushin, the same stira is asked, and a different answer is given without having to switch it, says the Ran, Yisod, look at the Ran, now turn the page, third line on Amud Beis, Afilu Hachi, Kivan Dahach Sugya Itzra B'Sugya Dinadarim, Mashmedika Mismach Alei Tfeim Yahid Sugya Dahasam. Whenever in Psak, you look at the locus classicus of the Gemara. This is the main context of this Nedarim in the Mishnah, and therefore you go by this Gemara. This Gemara was Meifachit, and therefore you go by the Hafacha, and you pass it like Rabbi Yossi after the switch. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban, he quotes, and the Ran himself holds like that Gemara. The other Gemara says it's better not to switch things. It's better to buy the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Mishnah, even though that's not Nedarim. But still, the Gemara does this. We'd rather not switch Mishnayos if we don't have to. So again, it's Machlokas within Psak. Do you go by really the Iker Gemara, or you go by the Pashupshat of the Mishnah? Another interesting question that is asked, the Makneh, what are the great Achronim on Maseches Kiddushin, right? The Hafla on Ksubis and the Makneh on Kiddushin, right? Written by Pinchas Horowitz, says the Makneh, on this case about the Ktana Shebektanos and the Ktana Shebekdolos, says, why don't you go Pirov? Most women in the world are Mutter. Most women in the world are not Aser. So at least, besides the Gdolos Shebekdolos, but what about the other two? So why don't you follow a Rov? You follow Hochnachar Rov. Bittel Barov. So again, simple question like we had earlier. So one answer, if Shimon Shkup says, what do you mean? It's not bittel. There's no tarovas here. There's each woman has a suffix. So there's no bittel for you to suggest that there's going to be bittel barov. That's what Rav Shimon Shkup says. Shar Yosher Haven did the barov shayach rak b'tarovas. Umishum she'ena miyat yochol lifol din barov. Af anashim lo shayach din tarovas. Umishum she'yesh al kol achaz v'en suffix b'fnei atzma. Each woman is usher. Ve'eno goremes iser achaz l'chaverta de taruvasam. That's Rav Shimon Shkup. But the Machna assumes it is a question, and therefore he quotes a different answer. A Yisod based on the Mordechai. The Mordechai holds, Bittul Barov only applies when the Isser exists before it falls in. If you have something that's Usser, and it falls into a Taroves, then you say Bittul Barov. But if the Isser only comes into existence once it's already in the mixture, in the Taroves, you don't say Bittul Barov. Because everyone might be the Isser. It's not that there was one Isser and now it got nullified. If the Isser only started with Taroves and there was never a Nikar HaIsser beforehand, says the Mordechai, you don't say Bittul Barov. So that's exactly, he uses that Mordechai to explain this Gemara. There was never an Isser, there was never one woman more than the other woman, that was Usser, in order to have Bittul take place. Hachanami, Kivin Shamar Kidashi, Esbiti Stam, Belohaya Yodua, Bishas Kidushin, Ezem Kodeshes, Loazlin and Basaruba, and therefore, it says Mekan Raila Devriya Mordechai. This Gemara even proves like the Mordechai. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Mishnah, ara katsir, ara batsir, ara masik. Somebody makes a neder until the katsir. Katsir, all these three words mean harvest, but they're just different foods. Katsir is by wheat, harvesting the wheat. Batsir is by grapes, and masik is by olives. So if you say, until the harvesting season of the olives, eno azar ala shiagia. It's until that time. Why? Zaklal. Kol shezmano kavua. If there is a specific duration of time. Zmano kavua doesn't mean when it starts. The Ron explains, if it goes for a specific duration. If there's something that goes for a specific duration of time. V'amar achi yagia. And you say, until that time comes, then asar achi yagia. Then he goes until it comes. Amar achi yia, asar achi yetze. Meaning there's a chilik between the lashon if it's something of a fixed duration of time. V'chol she'ezmano kavua. But if something does not have a specific time. The season of, not a specific time. So then, bein amar achi yehei, bein amar achi yagia, ino asar ala achi yagia. If it doesn't have a specific duration of time, then no matter what lashon you say, even achi yehei, you only go up till that time. The Ran says why? Ein adam oser ba'atzmo b'darav she'ein lo kitzva. Person doesn't get themselves asr something for an infinite amount of time. So if something is not of a specific duration, it must mean only up until that time and not including. Ara kayitz, achi yeha kayitz. If somebody says ara kayitz, this does not mean the summer. It means kayitz means that's the lashon of use for harvesting figs. Achi yeha kayitz, it just uses that lashon because kayitz is a lashon of harvesting by hand. And usually figs are harvested by hand. So then either lashon, achi yeschilu am lachnas b'kalkolos, until the am starts collecting in their baskets. Achi yavar akayitz, if you specifically say until the harvesting of fig season passes, so then achi yakpilu al maksos. It means until they fold up their maksos. What are maksos? Machlokas Rambam Ran. The Ran here says it's referring to certain types of blades that they used to harvest, and the Rambam says it means the mats that they used to harvest onto. Lamaisa, until they fold up their tools that they used. Gemara, Tana, Kalkala Sha'amru, Kalkala Shal Ta'inim. What Kalkala are we talking about? Fig baskets. Because that's what kayitz means. Below Kalkala Shal Anavim, and not a Kalkala of grapes. Tanya, Hanoda Bipir is a kayitz, Eino Asu Ela B'Ta'inim. Tadakama says, if you know different fruit of kayitz means those that are harvested by hand, you only ask from figs. Or Shibagam Leolomer, Anavim Bechal Ta'inim. No, grapes are also included. My time at the Tanakama. Why? Tanakama says there's only figs, Ksavar Ta'inim Mixin Biyada, Anavim Mixin Biyada. The word kayitz refers to hand harvesting, and that's only by figs. No, anavim nami, ki miridadan mixasan biyade. Right, when you knock them down, and when they get overripe, so then mixasan biyade, you do pick them up by hand also, so therefore even anavim might be included. The Ran said, again, the reason why, if it's not a specific duration of time, it's only up until, because in adam oser, davar atzmo b'davar she'in lo kitzva. If there's ain lo kitzva, I'm not answering myself. So this is reminds us of the Rambam that's discussed by the Beis Halevi in Mishpat in Yisro. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchas Bechira, where the Rambam says you cannot obligate yourself to a davar she'in lo kitzva. Right? I go over to you and say, I owe you $1 million. That you could do. That's finite. But if I go over to you and say, I owe you whatever you want, so that's, it's meaningless. then I don't owe you anything, says the Rambam. You can't be mechayiv yourself to a davar she'en lo kitzva. Right? And that's exactly similar to what the Ran here says. You can't asur yourself to a davar she'en lo kitzva. It's a similar, right? The Beis HaLevi uses that in Yisro to explain how Nasa v'Nishma works. Nasa v'Nishma, he asked, how did it work? You can't asur yourself. You can't be mechayiv yourself to a davar she'en lo kitzva. Nasa v'Nishma, Hashem, whatever you say. So the Beis HaLevi explains that really, you're right, you can't be mischayiv yourself to a davar she'en lo kitzva, but what you can do is to make yourself into an eved. I'm your servant. You could create that context. Once you do that, so then immediately you have to do whatever the Adam says. So that's what Klal Yisrael did at Nasa v'Nishma. They said, we are your Avadim, we are Avdei Hashem. We didn't obligate ourselves to do anything. We are Avdei Hashem. Once we're Avdei Hashem, the Mela, step two, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to do everything that you say. Okay, that's similar to the Ran here of, you can't ask yourself to a davar she'en lo kitzva. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we get to some Agadata. Nadarim, every couple of blocks. So before you get too tired, you know, there's always some Agadata there. Today's Shia was sponsored by the Silverstein family, Mosaic HaNishmas, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev.